Well, happy Sabbath. Last time I spoke on the subject of lying, and then Mr. Whitlark spoke on the subject of deception, and today I'd like to speak on something in a much more positive light. I'd like to speak about truth and love. Because it's recorded in John 4:23, when Jesus was speaking to the Samaritan woman, and they were talking about religion, and he was telling her, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." It was always supposed to be like a family and a close relationship from the very beginning. It was supposed to be like father and son. And in John 4:24, following, it says, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." And that's why we're here. We're here because today is a Sabbath day, and that's what our Lord told us. And he said to assemble on the Sabbath day, to rest from all your labors on the Sabbath day, to congregate, and to be with our heavenly family. That's all of us in the room and all the people all over the world that are assembling this day. They're part of the heavenly family. We're here. We're fellowshipping. We love each other. And we love our God. This is what God has always wanted from us as human beings in our worship to him. And the very basis of this worship in spirit and in truth, the very bottom, the foundation of the whole thing. And you can read in 1 John 4:7. He's telling everyone, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." So we're here worshiping in spirit and in truth. And we understand everything God has done for us is from love. The Sabbath day given to us from love. And you have to think about it, where we were before the conversion, before we came into the church and Christ comes in us and we see the truth. When we were just our cardinal selves, and you think it's crazy. It's like God said, "Take a day off," and they argued with him and resisted him. You know, it's like, you know, because you can be in a job anywhere and somebody comes up and say, "Hey, you can take the rest of the day off," you're out the door. You know, you're a happy camper. The Lord says, "Take a day off, take a day of rest. Do not work, take a day of rest, take this time to yourselves to be with your family." We resisted it. And in Matthew 22:36, they asked Christ, he says, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" You know, and Jesus told him, he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It's the base. It's the foundation. It's love. Everything that God has given us in commandments, judgments, everything is from love. Every commandment is there so we do not either hurt ourselves or hurt our neighbors or hurt anyone. When we break the law and we sin, we don't hurt God. We hurt ourselves. We hurt our neighbors. We hurt the people in this world. And yet, when you're out there and you're not given the Spirit, you just don't see it. People act like God is being mean and derogatory. You have to do this and you can't do that and all that. And they just get, they're stubborn. They're like, oh, that's just mean, you know. And they don't see that God is telling us things because he loves us. And the obeying of those things that he tells us not only is love in itself, and love not only for God, but also for our neighbors, but is the law of liberty. Because if everyone obeyed what God has told us, there wouldn't be any crime. Your children could go anywheres and meet a stranger on the street, and they would be concerned for them and say, let me help you find your parents or whatever. You would not worry about anything. You wouldn't be locking your house or owning a gun and fussing and fighting and carrying on and going on with all kinds of things, because that all is things that are hostile are not love. You know, it tells us in scriptures that God is going to create a new heaven and a new earth. Now think about it. We live in an age now, we got telescopes and we go out in space and we have a very good idea just how big the universe is. All the stars and the galaxy and stuff, it's astonishing. Think about it. God made that for us to look at. He doesn't even say he's going to have it. He's going to build something better later. So all that out there in space, this enormous creation, we're looking at it like a picture on a wall. God created something that is absolutely astonishing for us to look at. That's love. In John 14:21, Christ says, he who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. That's what we're experiencing. That's what we're living. We're living Christ manifesting himself to us, and we're learning what love really is. Love is not just an emotion. Love is much farther than that. Everything in the law is from love, and everything in the law is for us to love one another and to love our God. It's all based on love. And our hardest problem we're going to have when we go out to the public, to the world around us, and try to say, this is love. How do you make a carnal person see that? Actually, only God can really make them see it. All we can do is go out and be loving people. Just as Christ told us, we have to love our enemies. And we live in a world that's going to make it more and more difficult because there's so much hatred and animosity and things that are going on in the world. It's going to make it very difficult for us to love. And that's where we have to be very cognitive of how we're being affected by the world. Not only how we treat each other as congregations of members of God's family, but also the people around us. And all we can do is show love, and hopefully that will be the light that will bring someone else to look at God and look at His Word and consider what they have and what is promised. So all I can say is, we must love.